From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. I'd like to give a very special invitation to all our listeners to the annual Autumn Conference in our church here in Kilskerry. It takes place this coming Friday, that is the 12th of September, at 8 p.m. and continues Saturday at 7:30 and the Lord's Day at 11:30 in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon. The theme of the conference is the mystery of iniquity, referred to in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse 7. So it will have an emphasis on prophecy. The speakers will be the Reverend Brian McClung, Gordon Dean, Dr. John Douglas, Stephen Toms, and myself. Now please come along and join us at these special meetings. If you would like to have more information, well, please just give me a call on the telephone. Now we're going to have our Bible reading. It's in John chapter 4. We're just reading verses 15 through to 19 in our ongoing study of the Lord Jesus speaking with the sinful woman of Samaria. Verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. May God bless this reading to our hearts. We'll be turning to these verses in just a moment, but first of all, let's have a hymn. The Stythian Combined Choirs singing an old favourite, Amazing Grace. Open your Bible, please, at those verses we read from John chapter 4, verses 15 to 19. I said last week that Christ was speaking to this woman at the well of Samaria of the gift of God and of living water, but she was thinking at the level of earthly things. In verse 14, he had said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." But the woman was thinking in terms of the water out of the well that was before her. Her reply shows us, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Verse 15. It was not the mere drudgery of coming to the well that she would be finished with. There was something more. Remember, it was noon when this incident took place. Verse 6. This was the very hottest hour of the day. Why was she out in such a wearisome heat? The answer to that question is given in the verses 17 and 18. This woman was a woman of low morals. She avoided the company of others because she was shunned by others because of her open, sinful life. Therefore, to be rid of the wearisome task of having to come to the well at a time when others were not there was something she would welcome very much. But it's not Christ's purpose to work miracles to make it possible for sinners to avoid the consequences of their sins. No, he would save them out of their sins and so minister relief and comfort. Note the Saviour's response to this woman's plea. Jesus saith unto her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." Verse 16. The Saviour comes right to the heart of this woman's sin. She was an adulteress. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly." Here are the first weak desirings after the water of life within this woman. She asks for some of this water of life, though she still thinks of it as a physical earthly water. The first desirings are there, but they are mingled with false notions of just what it was Christ was offering. But here is the dawning of light in her soul. But there are yet shadows to be dispelled and chased away. You will notice how speaking to Christ draws the truth out of the sinner. The Saviour directly challenges the woman on the great sin of her life. His question could be answered by her truthfully or deceitfully. If Christ is to deal further with her in mercy, she must now speak the truth. Hard as that may be, it was now decision time. Was she going to acknowledge her sin or try to cover it? "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Proverbs 28:13. That was the place the woman found herself. She was at the crossroads. Christ will always bring the sinner to this point. And they will have to choose between continued self-deception or openly confessing to him their sin and guilt. The Saviour was making this woman face up to who and what she was. That is what the purpose of God through this broadcast is, to have you face up to your sin, because not until you have owned it and confessed it to the Saviour can you ever obtain salvation. The first drink of the water of life will bring conviction of sin, as it did to the heart of this woman. No one will seek the physician who is not first convinced of their sick and diseased state. The grace of Christ enables this poor sinner to confess her sin. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Verse 17. She was living with a man, but he was not her husband. Christ commends her for her confession. "Thou hast well said." Verse 17. What she confessed was most wicked, but in confessing it, she was not condemned, but commended by the Saviour. He goes further and shows the woman that he knows all about her. Thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Verse 18. He is revealing to her the fact that he knew all about her. Concealment was futile. Learn that truth today, dear listener. Finally, light begins to dawn upon her soul regarding the person of Christ. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Verse 19. In these words there is an acknowledgement of the truth of that which the Saviour had just said about her sin. She didn't deny that she was a deep sinner. Furthermore, her statement indicated her readiness to receive further instruction. She would heed what he said as the word of God for her. Thus we see the way by which the grace of God has drawn from this woman a confession of her sin and a willingness to receive instruction regarding eternal life. May Christ work this grace in you, dear listener, even now. Do not strive against the convicting Spirit of God, but rather acknowledge your sins to him. If you do not know Christ as your Saviour, may you follow this woman and bow before him today and confess your sin to him. Will you join me tonight at 9 o'clock? I trust that you will. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.